Valentine's Day is all about celebrating the one you love. Gifts are bought and purchases are made, but here's a unique way to spend Valentine's weekend that caught my eye. Red Hughes on the Avenue's Chocolate Craw is a great way to spend the afternoon with your loved one, walking in and out of shops trying different types of chocolates. Michelle Swords of Swords Family Pharmacy says there are 18 different shops participating in this event.
Some of them have some awesome displays of some really neat treats to try, and you'll be entered into a drawing, and then you can use those Avenue bucks to spend some, you know, anywhere downtown.
Swords says some of the chocolates are quite elaborate.
Several of them have homemade goodies. Some of them will have a wide variety of, you know, things that they have purchased, but they'll have really awesome displays. Some of them do the chocolate dipped fruit, you know, that perhaps they have had someone cater.
You can even take a cake decorating class if you want it.
I know there's one gentleman that does a lot of, for every occasion, does a lot of the baked that he does himself. And he even has like cupcake decorating classes downtown in, you know, in the different shops. And he really does quite a spread.
There will be a special drawing for those wearing Kansas City Chief red. So this appears to be one more day that you can get out and celebrate the KC Chiefs championship.
They have special drawing in addition to the gift basket that if you wear red, it's the Red Hughes on the Avenue's Chocolate Crawl.
Awesome.
So wear your Chiefs red for a chance to win a special prize.
The Red Hughes on the Avenue's Chocolate Crawl is put on by the Promotions Committee of Sedalia Downtown Development.
Our organization tries to kind of boost the awareness of what we have in our downtown because it has just exploded. It has grown tremendously, and we're very proud of that.
The weather forecast Saturday is supposed to be nice. Swords said chocolate diehards will attend either way.
This is probably our fifth or sixth year that we've done this. Sometimes the weather is a challenge, but for the most part, and we have diehards that they'll come through regardless of the weather.
For KMZU News, I'm Glenn Fusilier.